All right, Rebbe said, good morning. Let us begin. So we'll spend a few moments this morning because we are going to start the daf in Yeretz Hashem on time. In a new oath in Tzidkas HaTzadik, it's been a little bit of time since we've learned the Rebbe's beautiful Torah. So we're picking up in a new oath today, Oath Samech Ches. So I will say, the wording over here in this oath, actually you'll see, is quite dramatic. Well, it's going to require a little bit of Hezbra, a little bit of explanation for us to truly appreciate the full profundity of the Rebbe's words, but let's begin. So let's follow along in the Bi'uri HaChasidus, towards the bottom of the right-hand corner. Ha'adam tzarech lechavin b'machshava, limsor es nafsho v'chayav la'Hashem Yisbarach, la'asos bo kirtzono. So literally translated, a person must in his mind be ready to go ahead and give his life, limsor es nafsho, his soul, v'chayav and his life, la'Hashem Yisbarach, to Hashem, in order to go ahead and fulfill Hashem's will. Okay, so we'll say that by itself is not a chiddush. We say this every single day. Be haftas Hashem lokecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'odecha. So ultimately, again, we say a chiddush baruch hu. Right, was me to love Hashem with all of your nefesh, with all of your soul. Afilu hu notas nafshecha. This highlights the idea that I have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much that I'm willing to literally even give my life for the Ribono Shel Olam. But here, Reb Tzadik is really highlighting something a little bit different. So the Rebbe says, he says, Ulahachlit ba'atzmo shim'eino noheik kafi ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. And a person has to make a decision. And what's the decision? Os Samiches. Samiches, page Kufnun Ches. Samiches, I'm sorry. Samiches, thank you, I'm sorry. My apologies. He says, "Ulahachlit va'atzmo." A person has to make a decision. Shem'eino noik kafi ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. That if a person does not behave in accordance with the will of the Ribono Shel Olam, as hadavar muskam b'daito leilech olihi patra mina olam. If a person is unwilling to live his life in accordance with the will of the Ribono Shel Olam, that he stands ready to give up his life. So we'll say, here what Reb Tzadik is saying, that every day I make a decision that if I am unwilling to live my life in accordance with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm willing to give up my life. So what does that mean? What does that mean? He says, Kederach she'amar David HaMelech, quotes over the pasuk in Tehillim, Chakrei nikel v'da levavi b'chaneni v'da shirafi, u're'ei im derech otsev bi, u'necheni v'derech olam. Let's read the explanation. Hainu, David HaMelech says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, I want you to look inside of me, and I want you to see, is my heart good with you? Is my heart filled with proper emunah? And I want you to look at my thoughts. And if you find that my derech is off, if you find that at the end of the day, the life that I'm leading is not in alignment with your will, he says, take my life. Take my life. David HaMelech says, each and every day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to look at the way that I'm living. And if my life is in conformance with your will, fantastic. But if I'm not living a life in conformance with your will, then Ribono Shel Olam, take my life. Take my life. What is Reb Tzadik saying? Let's say it's a very profound yisod that the only life that's truly worth living is a life that is lived in conformance with the Ratzon Hashem, with the will of the Ribono Shel Olam. If I'm not living a life that reflects the will of my Creator, of my Father, then wherein lies the purpose of that life? What is the goal in this world, if not to actualize the Ratzon Habore, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes manifest in many different ways, right? The will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes manifest in the Torah we learn, in the mitzvot we learn, in the chasadim we perform. But at the end of the day, what gives life value is when that life is a reflection of the will of my Creator. But if the will of my Creator is not reflected in my life, then says Reb Tzadik, Wherein lies the value of such an existence? And so says Reb Tzaddik, the Jew stands ready to surrender his life to the Ribono Shel Olam the moment that my life is not reflective of your will. It's such an incredible yisod. When he says, okay, inyan ze amar Yonah, Boaz said, this is very beautiful. He says, this was the message of the Navi Yonah as well. What did Yonah say? Okay, inyan ze amar Yonah ha-Navi la-Hashem yisbarach, va'ata Hashem, kachno es nafshi mimeni. Yonah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, take my life, ki tov mosi mechayai. Yonah says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take my life, for my death is better than my life. What does this mean? Dechevan shahaya nira lo sheshlichu solenin velo hevia es tovas Yisrael umemela eina kirtzon Hashem Yisbarach mitam zeh bikesh mehashem sheyitol es nafshav yamiseu. But say, remember again, Yonah, the whole story of Yonah is a story of what? A man running away from his shlichus. A man running away from the Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem, the will of God, was that Yonah go to Nineveh and deliver a message of repentance. Remember, Yonah doesn't want to do it. Why doesn't Yonah want to do it? Again, we know the story, because Yonah recognizes that the tshuva of Nineveh, Nineveh was the capital of Ashur, the Assyrian Empire. The tshuva of Nineveh represented the beginning of the downfall of the Jewish people. Yonah does not want to go. Well, Yonah understands that there's a price to pay. That if you're not willing to live a life that is a manifestation of the Ratzon Hashem, then you're not entitled to life. Life itself is not something that is owed to us. Life itself is a gift, and it's only given when used to actualize the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if the will of the Ribono Shel Olam does not find itself expressed in the way that I live, then such a life needs to be surrendered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yonah says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tov Mosi Mechaya. I understand, I'm making a choice. And when I run away from going ahead and fulfilling your will, pretty much I'm going ahead and surrendering my life. Because if I'm not willing to live a life that reflects your will, then I have to surrender that life. It's not magiali. It's not owed to me. And I will say, by the way, just from a Yonah perspective, it's very interesting because it helps to understand a lot of Yonah's behavior throughout the entire story. For example, you know, we know the story when Yonah's on the ship. So the violent storm takes hold of the ship. And what happens? The Navi says the sailors are davening to their gods. They're throwing stuff overboard, doing all of this stuff. Remember again, what did Yonah do? Yonah goes below deck, vayishkav vayiradim. He falls into a deep sleep. And the first one all bothered by, he falls into a deep sleep, the boat is about to capsize. And not just a nap, you know, not just a little nap, a little rest. Vayishkav vayiradim, tardema is deep sleep. Elamai. So Yonah understood, I'm running away from fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. And when you run away from fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem, you don't have a right to life. You don't have a right to life if that life is not being used to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. So Yonah said, I'm making a choice. I don't want to go to Nineveh because I feel that this mission will damn my people. I don't want to do that. But I also understand when I don't do that, I have to give up my life. And to a certain degree, he's at peace with that. And that peace is manifest ultimately, again, in his going to sleep, falling into a deep sleep below deck. And I both say, we'll have to stop over here for today, but what Reb Tzaddik is really highlighting is a very powerful yisod. We'll say, what is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of life? The entire purpose of life is to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, to fulfill the will of the Ribon Shalom. I will say, that is a multifaceted mission, right? With many different parts and many different tentacles. But at the end of the day, that is the core obligation of the Jew. And says Reb Tzaddik, if for some reason I am not willing to do that, because it will say sometimes it's not so pashut, sometimes I want my life to be an expression of my will. I want to do what I want. I want to live how I want. And lav dafka, that I want to go ahead and bow to the Ratzon Hashem. While the moment I am unwilling to make my life an expression of the Ratzon Hashem, says Reb Tzaddik, I must be willing to give my life back to my Creator. Well, we'll stop over here for today. A very heavy and overwhelming idea. And Mir Hashem will continue with it tomorrow. Shkoyach.